I'd like to call the Ralph Water Management System Steering Committee to order, and like to invite Director Gallagher to do the Pledge of Allegiance.
Thank you. All right, please stand. Put your hand over your heart and repeat after me. I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America, and to the Republic which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty,
justice for all.
Thank you, Director Gallagher. Next, we have a roll call, please.
Roll call. Director Ta.
Here.
Director Gallagher.
Here.
Director Yeo. Director Uten.
Here.
Director Green.
Yes.
Director Shaver. Director Shaver. Director Rowe. Director Silva.
Here.
Director Nguyen. Director Jones. Director Sheldon. Director Vonka. You do have a quorum of your committee.
Thank you so much. Right, next, we have visitor participation. Any member from the public would like to speak? I don't see anyone. So next we have Consent Calendar.
Move the Consent Calendar.
I'll second it.
Thank you so much. We have the motion and second to approve Consent Calendar. Roll call vote, please.
Roll call. Director Ta?
Yes.
Director Gallagher?
Aye.
Director Yeo? Director Uten?
Yes.
Director Green?
Yes.
Director Shaver? Director Rowe? Director Silva?
Aye.
Director Jones? Director Nguyen? Director Sheldon? That motion passes with 5 yes votes.
Thank you. Next, we have informational items. GWIS operation update. So may I invite staff for a staff report?
Yes, Director Ta, I have a brief staff verbal update on operations for GWIS. So we just, for this meeting, the July GWIS Steering Committee, it also marks the end of the OCWD fiscal year, which ended June 30th. So our GWS fiscal year production for fiscal year 21-22 was 92,774 acre feet. We had a projection of about 97,000 acre feet to take into account the final expansion construction and the construction related outages and reductions in flow. And the normal design production is 103,000 acre feet. So we were about 4,200 acre feet shy of the predicted projection, which was 97,000 acre feet. And there's a production graphic in the board agenda packet as well that shows this. And so as part of the GWS final expansion constructions, we had during this fiscal year, two large outages, one from April 17th to 23rd of this year for some large process piping tie-ins and to make some downloads on our process control or SCADA system software. And then we had a 17-day outage back in 2021 from August 15 to September 2nd, also for some process tie-ins, but as well as a inspection and some repairs of our GWS pipeline lining. So between the two outages, we also had periods of losing three of our RO units are about 15 to 20 MGD production for 2 weeks at a time. Every time we did a retrofit of our RO units for the booster pump. This is part of the upgrades that we need to our existing RO units to get them ready for the GWRS final expansion water quality. And then during the fiscal year, we also did some planned membrane replacements in the microfiltration. We replaced the membranes in 8 process cells, or the equivalent of 5,472 membranes. And then in the RO process, we replaced membranes in 3 units, or about 3,150 membranes. So all of that kind of lends into the decrease in normal production, but primarily the target goal wasn't hit mainly because of the amount of construction outages and reductions, as well as some MF fouling issues, all of which will get addressed in the upcoming fiscal year. And then for the next fiscal year, which started July 1st for us, we're actually budgeting for a higher than normal production, 110,000 acre feet, because we're assuming that half to maybe 40% of the next fiscal year will be at the higher production rate of 130 MGD, because the final expansion is projected to be complete and online in the first quarter of 2023. So we'll see if we can make that higher production goal, because we're getting closer to the end of the GWRS expansion construction. And in our next agenda item, Sandy will give some update on the schedule and the detail for how that's going to play into the overall GWRS plant production. And with that, I can take any questions any board members may have.
Thank you so much for your staff report and your presentation. Any questions or concerns regarding this item? Okay, I see none. So next item would be update on GWRS final expansion project.
Yes, and we have a PowerPoint presentation from Sandy Scott Roberts, the GWRS program manager, with an update on the final expansion.
Thank you. I hope everybody can hear me.
We can.
Oh, good. We'd like that confirmation. and then let me get my presentation into sharing mode. Oh, hold on. Are you seeing my presentation as it should, or do you see it?
We see it with the preview pane, Sandy, on the side.
Oh, okay. Shoot, my Zoom stuff is in the way. I can't switch it out. how do I change my
You could do it like this, Sandy. We promise not to read ahead.
Okay. All right. My Zoom meeting things are blocking the button I usually press. So if everyone's good like this, that's fine. all right, so I know many of you are familiar with the final expansion, so I'll go over this very quickly. I think there may be a few new folks here in the audience today. So we are pursuing the GWRS final expansion project, which is expanding our GWRS facility from 100 MGD to 130 MGD. And so we're here in Fountain Valley. We're currently getting all of the effluent from OC Sand Plant number 1. And for the final expansion, we actually need additional water. So we'll be getting the effluent from OC Sand Plant number 2. And then we are going to be building conveyance facilities, a pump station, and flow equalization tanks. And we rehabilitated an existing pipeline to send that water to GWRS, which up here, and that will be able to make the additional flow needed for the final expansion. Additionally, we're also segregating the headworks at OC Sand Plant number 2 in order to separate out non-reclaimable influent flow. So our general work areas are here at our GWRS site are to expand the treatment processes. Our microfiltration, RO, UV are all being expanded. And then we have some work areas here on the south side. This is Garfield Avenue and Ward Street. OC Sand plant number one. This is where the pipeline is going to be coming in into our screenings facility and then feeding GWRS. So here's a nice overview of our microfiltration work, MF for short. You can see here we have three full microfiltration trains here on the east side. And so the west side, we only had 1.5. And so as part of the final expansion, we added 1.5 additional trains. And then we're also enlarging the electrical building and we're building some new chemical storage area for the new microfilter membranes that we're adding as part of the final expansion. So this was the this was what it looked like in March of 2022. And I have an updated photo for everyone that hasn't been out lately and it's not as nice and close up, but it's showing that the canopies are farther along, the building, the MF electrical building are farther along. And then I have another photo coming up that's actually showing the inside of the MF cells that are actually starting to be equipped with the equipment needed to run those cells. Oh, and it's right over here. So here's the interior of the new microfiltration cells. We're actually, Shimmick is the general contractor, is equipping them right now with racks and hoses in order to be a fully functioning cell. So they've been fully coated and they're ready. On the left-hand side is a picture of our interstage booster pumps, which we are retrofitting. And Mayhol did mention that as part of the reverse osmosis work that's going on. So this is a picture of the interstage booster pumps, which we retrofitted into our existing RO units. And work is continuing on that. Actually, as we speak, three of the RO units are offline right now, being retrofitted with the mechanical piping to fit in this RO interstage booster pump. Plant two work is ongoing. These are the facilities right here, just a closer up view of the pump station and flow EQ tanks that are being constructed at plant two. And then the headworks modification project, I have a few pictures for that as well. Here's a close-up of the pump station. This has also been, our last update was in April, and we hadn't reached this plateau yet, but we've got all the pumps in and the piping connecting it within the building. The building is also starting to be built up. I think in this next picture, you might be able to see the building there coming up over there. We've got the two flow EQ tanks, the flow equalization tanks, which are already have been finished for a while. And then here too, you can see the pipeline that is still being finalized here. This picture was actually taken last week. The 84-inch pipeline that's gonna be feeding the water to the pump station is near completion. And this picture shows that there's just a few more sticks of pipe that need to be installed in order for that to be completed. For the sand natation districts projects, there are headworks modification project. That project is ongoing as well, construction wise. Their 72-inch diversion pipeline is completed. Their gate installations, I think there just may be a few more remaining, and their main sewage pump works. The two new ones have been installed and commissioned. So that project is also moving along nicely. And for general construction stats on the larger GWRS Shimmick Construction Company project, we've got here on the left-hand side kind of the schedule overview with the notice to proceed from November 2019. We are still on track. With a final completion date of March 3rd of 2023, but that's a final completion date. And so as Mayhol had mentioned, We are actually targeting December of 2022 to start up the plant with new plant to water. There may be some outages with that original startup, some flowing to waste to gather water quality data. And then once that has all been ironed out, we actually have in the contract a 60-day acceptance test running period. So that's what really is taking us to that March date with the microfilter facility running at its full capacity with the RO and the UV together to be producing the extra water as part of the final expansion. And on the right-hand side, we've got the expenditures money side of the contract. So it's about just under $200 million contract. We did have a large change order credit due to the bidding out of the microfiltration system. And so due to that, we are still in a negative change order total, a negative $3.4 million change order. So our revised contract amount is about $196 million, and we've expended $183 million to date. Now on the project being managed by OC San, that's the headworks modification project. Their schedule side too, they are also on track to be complete by March 8th, 2023, and also on track to be able to send OCWD water that is segregated in that first week of December. I think actually maybe even November of 2022, so that we will be ready to be sending that new plant to water to GWRS at the end of 2022. And then for their contract expenditures, their original construction amount was about $14.5 million. They've just under $500,000 in change orders to date. So we're closer to $15 million, and they've expended $12.257 million to date. So in terms of on the larger contract, the GWRS final expansion contract with Shimmick, I was asked to present this slide that shows the predicted monthly expenditures from the beginning of the project from Shimmick based on a comparison with the actual monthly expenditures. And you can kind of see here, as we're getting up close here to the end of the project, we're starting to fill in the predicted monthly expenditures nicely as this project is progressing. And then just a quick overview of the percent complete by expenditures and percent complete by duration. For the larger contract, which includes the treatment plant expansion, pump station, flow EQ tanks, we are 90% complete by expenditures, and duration, we're about 80% complete for duration. And for the OC Sands project, they're about 82% complete by expenditures and 76% by duration. And this is all as of June 30th of 2022. Overall project budget, our approved project budget is $310 million for all project components that are part and are required in order to make the final expansion happen. And we're expecting to be under budget due to some lower than anticipated bid prices, as well as the bidding out of that microfiltration system that I explained earlier. So we're looking at about $291 million as the expected budget. And for schedule, we're on track. The pipeline rehab project, didn't speak about this much on today because this project was completed at the end of last year. And so as you can see here, it fit right within the two larger scheduled projects. And so we are complete with that. And now just these two remaining projects are required to be completed before we can begin making new water as part of the GWS final expansion project. So with that, I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you so much for your presentation. Now's the time for question, please. Director Gallagher, please.
Thank you. Sandy, you mentioned the 60-day acceptance period. Are we able to deliver that water during that period to the ground? Okay, so we can use that water after yep. the testing? Okay.
Yep. Yep.
And then I'm just curious. I know with I've seen this at other locations. When the drought happens, we see changing water quality because there's less going to people are kind of cutting back. Are we seeing anything like that that would impact the anticipated water quality, or did we have a conservative enough estimate?
So, you know, I think OC San can probably talk more on that. Over the past 10 years have been seeing a different influence coming into OC San, both treatment plants. I think what I've heard is with water conservation, there's higher solids and a little bit more difficulty treating all that influent. And so that does cause some differences. However, we're currently living it now. So right. The right. AS that we're taking from OC San plant number one has already been going through that process. And so we're coping and managing even with a slightly changing water quality influent from, I guess, more on OC San side.
Okay.
That was a great answer.
Oh, good.
The one thing I'd add is, though our influent over the last, you know, decade or more with the long-term drought we've had, our influence obviously changed in quality, but our effluent has continued to get better as we've brought more secondary treatment online. So while the influent quality has, let's just say, I won't say degraded, but become more concentrated, our effluent is better than ever. And the main issue that they're going to experience with the expansion, this has been discussed, is that the effluent from plant two is saltier, and that's going to be a challenge for GWRS, but it's been designed in with additional pumping.
Okay, great. Thank you. My only other comment was just congrats to OCWD. I noticed the change orders are in the correct direction when compared to the OC San change orders for our project. So you guys are winning.
Making us look bad.
All right. Thank you, Sandy.
No problem.
Thank you, Director Gallagher and Sandy. Any other question? I see none. So next item is GWRS, second quarter outreach report.
Yes, so we'll have a brief presentation from Jean Ayala, our Director of Public Affairs, on quarterly outreach for GWRS.
Thank you, Mayhon. Thank you, Chair Ta. Good evening. I have a few slides just to highlight some of the outreach activity for the second quarter, April through June. So we continue to host a very active tour and speakers bureau program. And I would say, you know, we are doing both in-person and virtual engagement. So we did see a pickup in 2022 with requests for in-person tours. So under OCWD's COVID protocol, we do have those reviewed and approved by our general manager, and we've largely been able to accommodate most of them. So in the second quarter, we hosted 19 tours for about 230 guests. We continue to have both the 30-minute on-demand technical tour for folks to view, as well as a 10-minute general tour. So we've had about 8,700 views of those tours. So they continue to be very successful, and they can be viewed on demand or as part of a virtual tour program. We had about 8 Speakers Bureau presentation that featured the GWRS talking about a sustainable water supply. And then OCWD does have bi-monthly webinars. So when possible, we take the opportunity to feature the GWRS and how that helps us increase our local water supply. With media, given the drought coverage and interest, heightened interest in this topic, we have seen an increase in media recently. So you'll see here on the screen that Mayhol was interviewed by Channel 7. And then up here, we have a CBS interview with our board president, Director Sheldon. So we do continue to feature those media hits, both on our website, our social media, and our newsletter as well, to expand the reach. The coverage has largely been positive, as always. And so we will continue to accommodate those requests moving forward. And we definitely do emphasize, you know, during these opportunities, the partnership between OCWD and OCSAN on this joint project. And sometimes, unfortunately, what comes out in the piece doesn't always include that, but definitely it is part of our talking points. When possible, we continue to feature the GWRS through our events. So most recently, we had a Orange County chapter water reuse meeting where we hosted 30 in-person attendees and 10 virtual guests. And we took the opportunity to lead them on a tour of the groundwater replenishment system as well. And then during April, OCWD hosted its annual Children's Water Education Festival. So we took the opportunity to emphasize the groundwater replenishment system through 3 educational videos that we shared with students. So we hosted more than 5,500 students. And then that content was left online for the teachers to be able to enjoy throughout the year. So that will expand the reach and the opportunity for engagement on those videos. With construction outreach, both agencies continue to do a great job reaching out to the community and updating them on pending construction and possible noise and other issues. So we've continued this quarter to receive no active complaints, and I think that's due largely through the great outreach of OCSAN and OCWD. So you'll see that here for construction outreach, the spring issue did feature an update on Plant 2. We continue to feature construction updates both through notices, newsletters, and then our social media activity as well. And this is my last slide here. Looking ahead, I just wanted to update the committee that we are going to continue to host monthly virtual GWRS public tours. So we're flexible and we're ready to pivot, I think, largely based on the demand that we're receiving and how folks are requesting it. So, you know, whether it's virtual or in person, we've been accommodating both and we'll be able to do so moving forward. For our school tour program, we do host a virtual Next Generation Water Leaders program. So we're actively working with Orange County Department of Education. We've had some engagement in the virtual. When it was in person, we definitely had much more. So we're working with that group to kind of determine what schools want and how we can best offer something that would be more engaging for them. We'll continue our on-demand tour program, as well as a semi-annual joint tour that features both general managers. So those tours have been very well received and we get great attendance. And then when possible, of course, featuring the GWRS in any presentations, webinars, and press releases and social media. And then I did want to mention 2 upcoming kind of larger media opportunities for the groundwater replenishment system. Mehul Patel was interviewed for the show PBS Nova. So they wanted a technical expert to speak on the program. And that interview was conducted. They get a lot of footage of both OCSAN and the GWRS. And that is going to be featured. They're going to coincide it with Earth Day in April 2023. So that will be a great time as well when we come online with the final expansion. And then another media opportunity that we're working jointly on with OCSAN is for the GWRS to be featured on Dennis Quaid's Viewpoint show. So that's another upcoming opportunity. We haven't filmed it yet, but we'll be filming it in the coming months working with this company. And the target is to have that piece up and ready for the final expansion dedication ceremony, which will be in April 2023. So both OCSAN and OCWD public affairs staff are definitely working jointly on how to commemorate and roll out some of these important milestones that will take place in 2023, like the 15th anniversary of the GWRS, which will happen in January of next year, and then the final expansion dedication, which we are targeting for April 2023. Still don't have an exact date identified, but we'll definitely soon, and we'll share that with the committee. And that concludes my presentation, unless there are any questions.
So much for your GWRS outreach report. Any questions or concerns regarding this item? I see none. So any announcement and report from any director? I see none. So our next GWIS steering committee meeting will be on October 10, 2022. Thank you so much for your time. Meeting adjourned.
Bye.
Oh, I'm sorry. Any report announcement from general manager? I'm sorry.
Mr. Chairman.
Sure. Yes.
Do you have anything, Jim? No, Mike. I think, you know, from OC San's perspective, I think Sandy did a great job talking about the Headworks project and how we're on track to try to get that ready for the final expansion startup. So I don't have anything else from OC San.
The only thing I'd like to add, Mr. Chairman, is to let the OC San directors that are on this call know that the OCWD Board of Directors has a new member representing the city of Anaheim, and she happens to be on the meeting this evening, and that's Councilwoman / OCWD Director Gloria Ma'ai. Director Ma'ai is hitting the ground running. She's been briefed. She attended the board meeting last week, committee meetings. So I would just like to make that known and welcome her to not only to this meeting, but to the OCWD Board of Directors as well.
Thank you so much, Mike. I really appreciate it. And I am trying to be a sponge at all of these meetings. Very informative. Thank you.
Thank you so much and welcome. So
Tree,
anything else?
Can you hear me? Tree.
Yes, please.
Hello. Tree, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, I just want to let everybody know that I did vote yes on both of those questions. I was having trouble with my sound.
All right. So
this is Dave Schauber. Thank you. Schauber.
Okay. Thank you so much for that. Anything else? No? Okay. So meeting adjourned. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.